Good morning, world, and a very happy Valentine's Day to you. 2011, 9:30 a.m. Just walking through the beautiful Himonya Park, looking at the ducks being fed. And very nippy this morning, but the sun is shining. A few clouds in the sky. We're just on our way to Shibuya for a meeting about... what it's about? Oh, that's right. Combination of TEDx Tokyo and a video about a skateboarder. Anyway, so quite a long night last night, working until 4:30 a.m. in the end, trying to get a client project finished, which has involved a lot more work than anticipated, but successfully done. So that's good. And I've got this song stuck in my head. You know that the song, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Owner of... Is that by Yes? Is it? I think so. Anyway, I've always thought, you see, I only realised yesterday, I've always thought it was Owner of a Lonely Horse. Owner of a Lonely Horse. And I always wondered, right? That's like... Hang on, where's the inspiration come from for this song, Owner of a Lonely Horse? It's a bit of an emotional song for someone to be talking about a horse. Anyway, I finally realised. So, the thing is, I realised this and I posted it on Facebook. And now I have Owner of a Lonely Horse extra burned into my head. And it won't leave me. Which is a bit distressing. Anyway, I'm going to have to live with a horse all day today, galloping around my head. You see, it ties in with the book I'm reading about running, in which humans run faster than horses. I'm also going to pop by Tokyuhan's, the most amazing DIY store in the Eastern Hemisphere. I have my helmet with me, my Tokyo Marathon helmet, with the parabolic steroid on top. I mean... parabolic antenna bird feeder on top. I'm going to I've realized it's not going to work running and having one of the iPhones on the rig pointing forwards. There's too much movement. The steadiest place on my whole body seems to be my head, so I am going to try and figure out how to fix my iPhone onto the front of this helmet. So we'll be going to Tokyuhan's, and no doubt amusing the staff a little with trying to figure out how that is best done. Okie dokie. Just going past some roadworks. Of course, a tiny, tiny little patch of road being dug up, but I think we have about 45 workmen directing pedestrians. It's always good to know. And a final point this morning before I leave you is... sometimes it's good when people are late. You know who I especially like being late? That's the dustbin men. Oh yes. This morning they're an hour and a half late, which means that I successfully got the rubbish out for collection. What a great start to a Monday. What a great start to a week. Have a great week wherever you are. Thank you very much. Goodbye.